Welcome. My name is Anton.
And I'm Rodianne.
And we have with us four other important and special people, Margie, Roger, Monica, and Kerry, who are part of our panel, who are simply here to share more about themselves and answer any questions that any of you have. We're going to give a short introduction about ourselves, and then we'd like to jump straight in and give you the opportunity to ask questions. And you can do that either if you'd like to speak or via the text box. We'll each keep an eye on that at the bottom. And if you do ask a question in that way, we'll have an opportunity to move through everything. Each of us panelists have read the questions that you submitted during registration, so we've got a rough idea. We're not going to run down a list and answer them, but we will try and feed that information in as we have a discussion. And once we're finished with this evening, hopefully you have a little bit more information to help you along your path to understand what we mean when we talk about conversations about the conscious use of sacred mushrooms, which is what we do with Soma retreats, and information that we want to share with anybody that arrives to ask to know more. So a little bit more about me. I'm Anton. I've been helping Monica for a number of years with the admin of Soma retreats as a watcher, and also a little bit more in the background with communications and events like this. That's given me an opportunity to gain a lot of experience as a watcher involved with events, as well as taking Soma retreats elsewhere in the country when that has happened, up to Joburg and up the Garden Route over a period of time. The privilege of learning through experience is what a Soma experience brings to a personal table. So when we as normal people are sharing information, we're sharing it from our own experience rather than from theory or from what we've read that obviously makes up our knowledge, but we're sharing from our own practical experience. So that's a little bit more about me. Move over to Rodianne next, and then with Margie, Roger, Monica, and Kerry. Rodi.
Hello, everybody. As Anton's giving me a bit of an introduction, I am Anton's partner. We live on a little farm outside of Cape Town, about an hour's drive. I had quite a busy life up until COVID arrived, and COVID showed me a whole new way that I would like to be. And I've decided since then I'm a gardener and I'm a happy person living on a farm. So it's been quite an adjustment for me. And I've had the support of Soma and this work throughout this transition. And I must say, if I think about it, I wouldn't have wanted to do it any other way. And I'm just excited to see everybody that's here to maybe incorporate this into their lives and just allow it to unfold and see where it goes from there. So I think that's a little bit about me. I'm not going to waste too much of our time, and let's get on to the next panelists.
Before anybody else could correct, we're engaged now. Oh. Just so that it's public knowledge for her to say we're life partners and all this. That's all very wonderful, but we passed that. So,
okay.
Yay, there we go. Thank you, Rodi. Margie, how are you this evening?
I am good. I'm a recently retired academic, and following on from Rodianne, I just discovered mushrooms and have just let them work with me and me to work with them over the last 4 years or so, and just really enjoying the journey of individual journeys, of be it 5 grams or 1 gram as a watcher, as well as the ongoing journeys of all the journeys together. So I'm in it for the long ride. I think thinking about this retirement process of adjusting to a new transition in life, I think having worked with mushrooms and the insights I've gained from that have certainly helping a lot in this process. So that's me. I've been a watcher for just over a year and really do enjoy that process of helping people go through the process of their own journeys. So that's me. And I'm based in Cape Town.
Thank you, Margie. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening, all. My name is Roger. And I now live in Phelabowo up in Limpopo. But I used to live in Cape Town. And that's where I had my first SOMA experience roughly about 6 or 7 years ago. And it was truly, for me, it was a life-changing, in fact, I would say life-saving experience for me. It certainly changed my life. And it's been a wonderful journey into my own consciousness and into the collective consciousness of the universe ever since. Yes, and I had the privilege of learning the art of watching under the tutelage of Monica and other experienced watchers such as Anton and Rodianne. And that in its own right really was another important step in my own process of healing. I love working with what we call SOMA. And I love watching over people and trying to give back because I received so much from it. And I'll leave it at that point for now. Thank you very much and lovely to be with you all tonight.
Thank you, Roger. Good evening, Monica. How are you this evening?
Okay, it's good to be here. It feels like a long, I think I missed the last one for reasons I can't remember now. Thank you for all being here. I can't even find the words to say how much working with SOMA mushrooms has meant to me over many, many years. Very life-changing, very informative for me, very maturing for me, and I still have a long way to go. it's an ongoing process for those of us who choose to make it that, and we just keep learning more, getting a kind of a doctoral thesis in a different way, in that we keep on learning for as long as we want to. I did want to suggest that if any of you have, I've just had a quick read through all the questions. I've been too busy today to actually have a look at them until we got started already. And if any of you have a question that you've sent or haven't sent, and we don't talk about it, please just put up your hand. You can raise your hand to either literally where you're sitting or use the raise hand symbol so that we can have a chance to ask the question yourself. We'd like to interact with you all two ways and not just us sit here and preach. Let's make it a conversation if we can. It would be great, and we can get to know you too.
Thank you, Monica. Yes, please, everyone. That very much is a recipe we've been looking for over 2 years now. It's how to kick off these meetings to make them as informal as possible for a group of strangers just to start having a conversation. So please wave your hand. Reactions are good, and also in the text box. Thank you, Monica. Kerry, good evening.
She was waiting.
Hi, good evening, everybody. It's really lovely to see so many faces. I remember we had one of these evenings and there were fewer of us, but we had some very deep conversations. So my journey with SOMA began a number of years ago, and I came to SOMA for personal reasons, to deal with depression, to deal with other issues. And my very first journey was very profound, more profound than I expected it to be. And then it was a number of months, and then COVID happened and everything shut down, and then the journeys went online, and then I continued my journeys in that way. And I found the experience to be really profound. I had a very strong calling in a number of my personal journeys to actually become a watcher. And that's why I'm sitting here as a panelist now. And yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what else to say at this point. That's it for now.
Thank you, Kerry, and welcome to each of you. And thank you for giving your time to this group. Samsung SM. F92, a young lady with red hair, you're waving your hand, and I'm not sure if you were trying to speak to us. I'm unmuting you.
Okay, this is Teresa. Hello, and Teresa. What I wanted to ask is how I attract your attention, but it worked anyway. So it worked. So that's all I wanted to ask. It said something about you can press the attention button or something, but I don't see any of that. But the hand waving worked, so that's fine. Thank you.
That's perfect. We were in touch via WhatsApp. This is your first time on a Zoom call, so yes, I'm very happy to have introduced you to that and welcome.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So waving your hand works well. I'd like to maybe get a conversation going just to describe a little bit. When we talk about a Soma retreat, we're talking about two events that hold hands and have developed over time. The first is are the Soma retreats in Somerset West, which is a physical group gathering. And secondly, are the Soma at home events, which is something that developed through lockdown when we were not able to gather as a group. And the Soma at home events continued after lockdown and is something that from a Soma retreat point of view, we continue to offer. So when we have a conversation, the way in which we work is similar, the principles and in how we approach, but the events themselves are run different in the fact that the one is a physical group that would be with Monica and Somerset West, and the other is a longer term event of over a period of a week where we're providing you with the information and support where you can work with Soma and Sacred Mushrooms on your own at home, along with the support of a companion or a family friend, someone who you trust who's there with you, and that we're also providing support to during that period of a week and throughout the night of the event and post-event as well. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things have changed over the last 2 or 3 years. So when you want to ask questions, bear in mind that we're going to answer them in the context of a physical gathering, physical group gathering, as well as from a Soma at home. I know some of you have signed up for the two different events, and we may answer those in a different way. All right, Teresa, I'm going to check in with you to see if you have any questions, because I'm not sure if your power is going to go out and your connection is going to go when load shedding arrives. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask straight up in case that does happen?
Well, first on, we're already on a generator because we were going to have a load shedding. So I'm fine. What I do want to know is on the 23rd, is it, of July? And I'm now take my mushrooms, whatever. And who watches me? Do I stay on Zoom or what? Or am I alone in the room that I've chosen and I'm going to have music? Because what the mushrooms do to me is allow, I can see the music notes in different colors. And I can't wait for that to happen again. So how does it, when I'm in this process of the whole night, how do you guys watch me?
In the context of the Soma, I'll actually love the question, Therese, just... In the way that it has been put, and I'm going to hand over to Roger because he's got his hand up and I'm out of jail and I get to fill in any information I think he's missed. Go ahead, Roger.
And of course, I happen to lose my train of thought. The first thing I'd like to say is with the Soma at home, and I guess it's now also working the same way with the Soma physical retreats. There's a beautiful process that unfolds in the week building up to the let's say to next week's Saturday, the 23rd. Where a WhatsApp group is established, and we help you to prepare yourself, and by that I mean yourself here, and your space. If you're going to be doing it at home. generally speaking, I mean, we would suggest that if you're going to have a soma for the first time at home, then generally we would prefer it if there was somebody there with you, maybe not in the same room, but somebody in the same house that you could call upon should the need arise.
Sure.
We do not physically watch over you, not through Zoom or through your phone or anything like that. But for that whole evening, we as watchers embrace you throughout the whole evening. And we're available the whole evening on WhatsApp should you need our help, or should your watcher who's with you, your partner in the house or whoever, can contact us for advice on how to maybe assist you. So that's basically it.
Super.
And to add what Roger has said, you're quite capable of working on your own. We've experienced that through this period. We'll certainly encourage you to have someone with you, but you're quite capable of working with mushrooms on your own and stay in touch with us in whatever way you need to. We, as watchers in a physical environment and online, in a physical environment, we try and do as little as possible to interfere with your experience. We're not guides. We're not shamans in that we're guiding this experience. We're simply ensuring that in the physical realm, you're looked after. And with the at-home experience, you're then looked after in the digital realm, if I can put it that way. And we're not interfering with your experience by checking in on how you are or watching you over Zoom. You're quite capable of providing yourself with the necessary support beforehand and ensuring that it's in place during the night. And if need be, we're then there to be reached out to through until Sunday morning, throughout the night, up until 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. The team of watchers is on full alert and on standby. Sometimes people go through a difficult experience where they need to speak to someone, and they need to have someone with them, even in voice. And that's why we're there.
Just knowing that they have someone with them, which is why we provide that.
Yeah. And just to reiterate what Anton was saying, this is a deeply personal experience. And you don't need us to delve into deeply personal issues and into your own consciousness and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And as Anton was saying, generally, even when we watch physically, we take a very passive stance. It's your process. You don't need us to interfere in it. You're quite capable of doing it on your own.
Yes.
And we must respect that. And we do respect it. And that is the way that we operate. You don't really need us, because it's a deeply personal, intimate, deeply personal experience for yourself.
Thank you.
Margie, go ahead.
That is so good. Thank you so
just
much.
Good. Fred, do you want to go or shall I go?
Okay. Fred, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Margie.
Just to add about that process that unfolds a week before, as part of that, we give you information on how to prepare your space, what you should have with you, how to take the sacrament, how to ensure that you keep warm. We send you information about all of that in the week leading up to it. So it's not as though you don't get any kind of support about how to prepare yourself. So just to add that.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Margie. Fred, can you hear me?
Fred. Yes, I can, sir.
There we go. You wanted to add something?
Yeah, I would like to add, it's my first time ever, and you know what, this is extremely exciting. So I do have a journey with you guys on the 13th of August, which is on my birthday. I'm looking forward to it. But now I do have a question. I have broken my leg, so I'm with crutches. Is that an issue?
Fred, it's not. You joining Monica in Somerset West, and your spot has been confirmed. I know the events are quite full. The physical environment is well catered for any kinds of disabilities. Are you on crutches or is your leg in plaster of Paris? What is the status of your recovery?
Okay, so I don't know if you can hear me. So my recovery is I can actually walk as such. It's just I'm not allowed to put any pressure on my leg, but I'm so fine to lay down and be by myself. It's not an issue whatsoever. So I don't know if that is an issue. I don't know.
Fred, the best person to answer your question is Monica. Monica, go ahead.
Fred, we just recently have had two people on crutches and legs in plaster, not through an accident, but through surgery. We have two beds in the space that are quite high and are easy to get onto and off again. So we ask people who are debilitated in any way to lie on take one of those beds. So rather than the mattresses that are on the floor, and there will be watches around all night long. When you want, say you want to get up to go to the toilet, we'll be there. We'll work with you with your crutches a little bit, so we know how you want to work with the crutches when the time comes, so we can assist you. And because you may just be a little dizzy, maybe, so we're there for you. And so far, we've had quite over the many years, we haven't had any problems with people who are not well, whether they're on crutches or not. So we'll.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. So I won't need special attendance as such. I would not. But you know what? It's so great that you guys are accommodating for it. So that's good. Thank you.
And I'll just ask you, Fred, is it one leg or both legs?
Only one. Only one.
And your arms are not in plaster.
I'm so mobile. I promise you, I'm extremely mobile. I'm extremely mobile. Suddenly, I've broken my leg on the right. And you know what? It's just that I can't walk. But I will be extremely quiet. I might not even need the loo for that when I come to you guys whatsoever. So, yeah.
How will you work that? How do you manage not to need the loo? I need to know that so I can advise other people.
Well, you know what? It's all about planning. So I know that if I'm going to do something, I can actually plan it. I'm going to do something. I need to go to the loo and not go afterwards. There's supposed to be quietness and tranquility, and I believe in that, and that is why I will work. I will not make any noise, I promise.
Well, maybe you need to polish that up a bit and run a little workshop for us. It's a concern for us that people are able to get to the toilet easily. So any tips around we like.
Trust me, I might go to the toilet once and not again. So yeah. It's not an issue for me, I promise.
I'm significantly impressed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
Why is he disappearing into darkness? Has he got load shedding there? Do you think he's all right? Do we need to get help to him? Oh, there he is. There he is.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Monica. Fred, if you have any other questions, please feel free to ask. Paul, you're up there.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
So my name is Paul Wayburn. I am very, very far away from you on the west coast of the United States. I used to live in South Africa, as you can hear from my accent. I've been living here since 2016. Prior to coming to live here, I had experience, very good experiences, but also very difficult experiences with another sacred medicine. It's easier for me to, it appears more accessible for me to use Soma instead of the other sacred medicine, and you know, the cost isn't as much. Do you have any plans to run, obviously, at home ceremonies? Excuse me, for different time zones. So I would be the Pacific time zone. That's the first question, and then the second question is, with the other sacred medicine that I've used in the past, some of the experiences have been quite overwhelming, but still extremely valuable. My major fear is that I won't be able to handle the intensity of the process, as I've needed help with, you know, when I've ingested the other sacred medicine that's popular. Thanks.
Paul, I'll answer the first part of your question, and the other watchers here can help me with the second part, and let me know if there's anything that I've missed. The blessing with the Soma at home and where you're located on the West Coast is that we've had a lot of practice, especially with your time zone. Mm-hmm. There does happen to be a group in not only California, but also Washington State, and up into Canada as well, who have joined us at various times over the last 18 months, even 2 years, even with the Soma at Homes. Mm-hmm. And that's allowed us to develop an opportunity where we can actually make it a bit easier for that support. To the extent that we, first of all, are available throughout the night, up until 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, which takes us to 11 p.m. on Saturday night for you. So typically, when you're journeying in a different time zone, such as where you are, you would start a little bit later. You would start at 8 p.m. roughly your time. So you have an opportunity to be introduced and part of our WhatsApp group for the preparations during the week before, but you'd start a little bit later rather than journeying during the day, unless you prefer to. That is a choice. And that has happened in the past where people on the West Coast have experimented. We've got a few journeyers who have joined us at different times and experimented to what works best. And what has seemed to be worked best is journeying at night. So you would start at 8 p.m. your time, which would be 4 a.m. ish our time, and we'd be available throughout our Sunday morning still to provide that support to you. When we then have an integration, and that's a wrong word, when we have a breakfast meeting after our experience, you're still in the middle of your journey. So during our experimenting time, our journeyer did join us once or twice, but he's quite far in the middle of his journey, and it's not really suitable for him to have joined us, which would be then at...
He found it quite difficult.
He found it quite hard.
Yeah.
So we've added a Sunday evening... Well, South African time, Sunday evening opportunity for the group to reconnect, which makes it at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, your time, where our group comes together again to reconnect after the experience, to answer any questions and connect with each other, as we would with a Soma retreat where we're in the same time zone, a breakfast meeting, where you can then... connect with each other after you've come out of your meeting. So we're available to you in your time zone throughout our Saturday night and throughout our Sunday day. So we're fully available from a support from that point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the reminder, the same as for Therese, is the recommendation for a companion or a person that's there to support you in your physical space. And we're in the same way, we're available as support for them throughout what will be your Saturday night until Sunday morning, which would be for us throughout Sunday morning and during the day on Sunday.
Yeah.
If that part of my time zone representation makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So we've had a bit of practice with that, especially with the West Coast and Pacific time zone.
It works really well for us too, because we've had where sometimes we have journeyers who oversleep and they actually miss our 8 o'clock morning meeting. So the fact that we actually have a second one is become really beneficial, because some people oversleep and they know, oh, they can join us for a later one. And also sometimes people join for both because they've had a bit of time to process. So it's become a really wonderful addition that's grown out of this time zone. So we're welcoming it.
Okay.
And thanks. And as a group, you're provided with all the information you need.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to know the group that you're working with at the same time, really throughout the week before. And very often that group of people has answers to questions that we can't answer, because we're also just normal people going through our life journey. We're experienced in working with mushrooms and we can give you that information and those answers. But the general day-to-day stuff, you may need some other support. Your second part of your question, Paul, Roger, maybe you can also help with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm going to answer it entirely, Paul, but I think the first point is that we take this work with Soma very seriously, and we treat it with the reverence and respect that it deserves, and that is why, as Anton was saying, we try and help you prepare yourself and your space as much as we can in the week building up to the process. During your journey, there may well be moments of absolute bliss. You may be fortunate enough to see the notes of the music. But it can also be hard work. And it can at times be somewhat unpleasant. But what we've found over many years is that hard work is there for a reason. And so sometimes those hard journeys are the journeys where you get the greatest benefit from. And we've also recently stopped using the word hard work and rather like to refer to it as real work, because you're dealing with deeply inner personal issues and issues beyond that. So we take it seriously. We take it with the reverence that it deserves. There may be moments of absolute bliss, but there may be times where you have to work hard inside yourself as you journey. But it's all for a good reason. It's all for a good purpose. And generally, in a lot of cases, there's tremendous relief and benefit that comes from those hard experiences.
I found that as well. I'm just more concerned about me doing things I wouldn't otherwise do in my natural state that might cause me or someone else harm. That's more what I worry about. That's all.
Go ahead, Monica.
Well, I just want to say hello.
Hello, hi.
We've been in contact over many years, one way and another. So I'm very happy to see you here tonight. And very
Thank
happy
you for inviting.
Joining us. the main thing to remember is that mushrooms will never hurt you. They cannot hurt you. If you do find yourself, if it feels like it's becoming difficult, it's more something going on in your own head than anything else. And so if you may hit a patch like that, which is very possible, know this, that it's not going to last long and that you can really relax into it. As soon as you tense up if we tense up and we start trying to fight it off, it just makes it worse. It's work being done with you, sacred work being done with you. And trust that. It's like when you go to the dentist, you've got to lie back and let him do stuff in your mouth that you don't like. And you're not going to fight the dentist. So just let go and surrender, and there'll be music. Focus on the music. I don't know if we mentioned that we send you a playlist. You set up a playlist, and it's beautiful, beautiful music. And you can focus on the music, fall into the music, focus on your breathing, and that difficult period will pass. If necessary, it's also possible to talk directly with one of the watchers.
Right.
That happens also during the night, where you can talk to maybe even all of us at the same time. I'm not sure about that, but at least one of us at a time, that we are there for you to talk. But you are the one that is in control, and you can be. And it's a wonderful feeling to come through in the morning and know that you managed yourself. Can I also check, Paul, will you have someone with you, or are you going to be alone?
So I know someone who would be able to provide the substance to me. The issue is, you know, but I haven't been able to determine whether he would be willing to do the session with me, you know, as if we did it together. I need to determine that. I wouldn't be able to rely on family members.
If you can get someone to be with you, that's a good thing, but it's also, you can manage without that. Also, you can manage, but it's that your own anxiety might create some tension. It gives you you're being looked after by mushrooms apart from us. So my mushrooms are also looking after you. They're a kind of intelligence that know exactly where you are and how you're doing. And it would be a great experience for you to just trust that, fall into that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'll just listen in the background.
Well, just to add, we're here. This information meeting is very much a connection to what I refer to as a Soma community. And even if you don't join us this time, when you already connect with us and connect with this community of people that understand, because all of us, and I'm not even going to say most of us, all of us have arrived to work with Soma and sacred mushrooms because we've chosen to work in this way, or Soma has chosen us to work in this way. And no one else has the answers to whatever we need to arrive at. We have that ourselves. So to have the courage to arrive at this meeting and then to arrive at an event is such a big personal step in your journey in this way. And if that doesn't happen right away, that's okay. But to be informed in this world that we're living in today, where all this information is out there, and it's bringing people to a place where they can work on their own or work in groups, it's quite wonderful. But ultimately, you still have to take that step on your own, because it is such a personal internal journey. And we're providing you with the support, not the answers, just the support to walk along that journey. No one can give you the answers. We can only hold back and limit the magic that is there for you to access. It's like we're limited by our own imaginations. So don't let your imagination get in the way. Don't let your fear and anxiety get in the way. It can only hold you back. It's a very easy thing to say, because we have this fear and anxiousness within us. But the advice is always going to be, when working with mushrooms, when there is fear and anxiety, to move towards it. Because it's our own personal mind that wants to stop you from going there. But when there is fear and anxiety, move towards it. On the other side of that is where the answers and the solutions lie. And we're providing a space where we'd like to provide you with an environment and the courage to move through that so that you can, because it's a very rewarding place to be able to arrive at after the fact, but it's not necessarily easy going through that process. I hope that helps not only you, but anybody else here that may be working with mushrooms for the first time to get an idea of what it means when people talk about difficult experiences and tough times. Because this is serious work. It's the stuff that you don't really want to deal with. Mm. You maybe should have dealt with in your teens or your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, and you can put it off for your whole life if you want to. And that's actually okay. But there's often points that we reach in our lives where we have an opportunity to confront and to see what's on the other side of dealing with this thing. And that could be a fear. It could be a curiosity. It could be an understanding about yourself. It could be healing. It could be getting away from antidepressants, as an example of using a different solution, of saying, well, I don't want to deal with antidepressants. I want to see what happens when I'm not on this medication. So there's many angles and ways to look at it. And my point of view is simply one of them that may offer a solution to anybody here. Right. I see Francois and JD have come online with a picture. How are you guys this evening?
We are good. Thank you so much. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Sorry, looks like I'm floating in and out of the picture like a ghost. It's the Zoom background that we are using. I'm sorry, I'll come a little bit closer. So it's a bit weird. Anyway, super happy to be here, more as a support to Francois than anything else.
Indeed. I'm Francois, and I'm married to JD. We got married 3 months ago, and we live in South Africa, Cape Town. I'm originally from France, and JD is South African. It's going to be my third time that I'm going to take mushrooms, but I've never taken 5 grams. I've only taken 2 grams at each time, so that's why I'm excited to do so, and can't wait to actually talk to you again on Sunday to share what I've experienced.
Thank you, Francois. Thank you, JD. We look forward to connecting with you both next week. Monica, you may remember JD from Johannesburg many years ago. We had quite an eventful evening, and JD was interviewing you.
I was going to say, what, JD, are you not the one that interviewed me?
Yes, indeed. Hi, Monica.
Yeah, that was such a nice interview. I remember.
Yes. And I had the good fortune of journeying with you at your house once before that.
I remember that. Yeah. I see that Sue has seen, I can't see Sue here. Or am I just missing her? Oh, there you are, Sue. You had quite a lot of questions. I've got them all here. Maybe you could talk about what are the ones that are most important. In this list that you sent, good questions.
You know, Monica, I've actually forgotten what I've asked. So they can't be that important right now. Maybe they felt really important at the time.
Your question seems to be mainly about microdosing.
Oh, yeah. So that is interesting for me. So I did my first journey with you not so long ago. And then I got the microdosing from you. And I think what I'm wanting to know is, how do I move forward with this whole process? I feel very committed to continuing. I'm on the waiting list for the sixth. And so I'm very keen to do another journey, but I'm kind of not sure how to structure this moving forward with the whole thing. If you know what I mean.
Can I remind you of something we would have told you when you were with us? Don't worry about planning ahead or pushing through and thinking about what you should be doing. This is not a process like that. There's a flowing and a surrendering and allowing to what happens, starting with the first time you sign on to attend a journey. And from then on, follow every door that opens for you. Don't fret over it. I've just had a quick glance over some of your questions here, and I wanted to say that if you're having such a strong experience, a reaction to microdosing, you're taking too much. But we can maybe talk on WhatsApp or something later, but tone down how much you're taking of the microdosing.
No, I have actually.
But I think maybe you're just a little bit impatient and a little bit over-enthusiastic. So take less microdosing. We can chat. And there's a long waiting list for that sixth. If you signed on for the sixth, there's a very long waiting list. I don't know. Can we do a little bit of hocus pocus with the books and push her up, Anton?
We do hocus pocus with the books every day, Monica.
I loved having Sue with us. Let me just tell you, I want her to come back.
I love it. I had such a good experience. It felt so. I feel so drawn to do this work. Honestly, I love it.
But if you want to look forward in the longer term, did I interrupt you, Roger? Looking forward in the longer term, you can really become part of our community. Start to watch when you've had a bit more
experience.
Start watching. In fact, anyone who comes as a community, we don't have a membership list or a membership fee, and we don't chase after you for anything. We don't ever ask you to raise funds for us. We don't have any rules and regulations and controls or anything like that. It's entirely up to you. And we don't want to lose anybody, but we're not going to go out and look for you either. Because it needs to come from you, anyone who wants to be part of us. And yes, we are a most wonderful community that is growing and getting bigger and stronger all the time. It's worth getting involved, Sue.
Yeah, I'm very interested. So I'm in, really. Yeah, so thank you.
Sue, I want to hand over to Roger. Roger, before I do, Sue, I want to remind you that there is an opportunity via the circles and the connections that we created via WhatsApp of the event that you attended, and also that wider circle, to continue discussing at least what thought process has come up with the group that you journeyed with the first time, but also that wider group where you can share thoughts and information and stay connected with the community in that way, rather than waiting for a meeting like this or a next journey. There's an opportunity to talk about it with a group of people
at any time.
Be it at 2 o'clock in the morning, even there's normally somebody online.
Yeah. One of the groups. I'm not sure which one. Is that the one you're referring to?
I think so. Yes, I'll check.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sue, and I'm not sure if I'm speaking to you directly, but sometimes some of us come to Soma wanting to resolve specific issues. It could be depression or anxiety or addiction or something along those lines. And what I want to say is that the Soma journey itself. And I got a tremendous relief from my first journey. But the Soma journey itself is not necessarily the panacea in its own right. And sometimes one's got to take whatever messages or insights that you deem from that process and actively do something about it in your real life, which is also what I did. The other thing I want to say is that sometimes the next morning after your journey, you can't quite make absolute sense of what one might have experienced. And that's all good. Because sometimes it's not immediately, it doesn't immediately come to you what you experienced, but rather in the days and weeks that follow, that you start to see patterns and then the realizations come. Or the things that triggered you previously, you now say, hey, hang on, I can see this trigger and I'm not going to let it trigger me again. So yes, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, thank you. That is, it's interesting what you're saying. And I think what's really, what struck me and something I heard recently was the idea that it is a collaborative process, that it's not something that's just, you're not going to sit back and just think, well, this is going to, just by doing that, it's going to solve all my problems. I think the collaboration aspect really, I find, speaks to me as well, you know, so I'm interested in doing that and working with that, because I do my own inner sort of work anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, as a watcher, generally we take one grab. I think for me, I actually got more healing and greater insights from the time that I started to watch. I marvel for days after each ceremony. Even if I'm sitting here alone in Paraborwa, but part of a collective online experience, I marvel for days going forward about things that came to me and insights that I gleaned from other people who were part of that process. So yes.
Thank you. I'm very keen to become a watcher at some point. I feel a real pull to do that, actually. Mm. So let's see what
happens. Beautiful.
As your heart unfolds. So thank you.
Sue, I've also read your words, and maybe some of the other watchers will understand when I say in the context of watching as well. Working with mushrooms and also microdosing, once you take the sacrament, it's actually out of your system and out of your body quite quickly. And when you want to work as a watcher, the recommendation is that you at least journey for a few times so that you gain an understanding of that connection we can refer to. You wrote in your registration, one of the questions, you said, sometimes it feels like my cells vibrate in a blissful way. And that's quite a wonderful thing, because I sometimes refer to it as a shimmer. You look at the world around you and you see the shimmer. Now, you may not have taken any mushrooms or any sacrament for days. And it's actually got nothing to do with mushrooms. It's got to do with the connection that's been created within you with the world around you. So we don't use mushrooms to create that connection, to create that frequency or vibration. It's actually your consciousness that's raising that understanding within yourself. And once you've journeyed a few times, you learn that connection and you're microdosing, you learn to look for that connection and you find that connection in the world around you. And that's what when we're talking about the conscious use of sacred mushrooms is about, because it's raising your own consciousness through the help of sacred mushrooms. And connecting with this divine force that's within you, and you get to see the shimmer, you get to feel bliss, and you get to feel and understand sadness and deep grief as well, because life and the world around us contains all of those elements. And Roger's put it so beautifully of gaining an understanding through that, through watching after journeying for a few times, can be incredibly profound, is incredibly profound.
Lovely. Wonderful. I was saying to my daughter, who's here, Kate, she's somewhere in the group as well. I know she's my daughter, Kate, is Kate Shaw. She's done some astrology sessions with Monica. But I was saying to her, and I got some microdosing for her, so she's been doing that as well. She hasn't done a journey yet. But I was saying to her, it almost feels like we, you know, this connection to some great being that's manifesting as mushrooms, you know, it's kind of feels like that in a way. It feels so profound sometimes, that connection to that, you know.
So it's a great mystery, Sue.
Mm. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
An ancient mystery. Beautiful.
Yeah, kind of feels like that, I must say. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for all your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And I look forward to knowing that you join Monica in Somerset West soon, and Kate as well. Everybody who needs to arrive will arrive, and space will happen. I know that. Right. Do we have any other thoughts or questions?
Yes.
Teresa, you know, I actually was pointing or picking on you right in the beginning. I'm glad you're still with us. And although load shedding has kicked in, what can we do for you?
Okay, so can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I have I don't know if it's a silly question. Does the strain that we use matter? Because I have access to quite a few different strains, and I just wanted to know if it doesn't matter which one we use, or are they all going to work in the same way?
It's such a temptation just to want to hand over to you, Monica, and ask, well, can I get Monica to answer? I'll add no, that it doesn't matter. We're never going to specify and say different strains are better than others, because they're not. Mushrooms arrive because they need to arrive, and that's said from experience. When we work in Monica's environment, it's a mix of strains. There's no fixed formula. There's no fixed strains that that we mix up. There are two strains that we don't use, and there are a variety of good reasons for that. And the one is Golden Teacher, and the other one is Penis Envy. But those are strains that we typically don't use at Soma retreats. Otherwise, it's a mixture, and it's a mixture that changes, because the growers are the alchemists in this scenario. They're receiving a very divine inspiration